Unit 8. Listening and Speaking. Task 1. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, Miss Chun.
You're welcome, Mr. Lee. Please sit down. Well, first, I'd like to know something about your present job and what you've done up to now.
Sure. I'm a graduate of Tsinghua University and have been working as a mechanical engineer with high technologies for about 5 years.
That's very impressive. Then do you have any particular reason for changing the job?
Well, right now I am looking for a growth opportunity, which I feel is not available at my current employer.
I see. What are some of your responsibilities?
Question 1. Which university did the man graduate from? Question 2. What is the man's present job? Question 3. Why does the man want to change his job? Task 2. Miss Wright, as you know, I've been thinking about moving my career in a new direction. I hope that you can provide me with a reference for my job hunting.
Sure, I am glad to.
Thanks. You know, I've really enjoyed working here, and I've grown both personally and professionally with your help.
It's a pleasure to work with you, too. I won't forget what you have done for our department.
It's really hard to say goodbye. The company is like a family to me.
My feelings are mixed, too. By helping you, I'm losing a valuable employee. However, I think you deserve a better prospect.
Task 3. Any interesting jobs in today's newspaper?
Well, there are a lot of sales positions, selling books and stuff, but you have to work in the evening and on weekends.
I hate working on weekends.
Oh, look here. It is a job of selling furniture.
Selling furniture? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, let me see. You only have to work from 9 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. on weekdays. But you need to have a driver's license, and sometimes you may have to carry heavy pieces of furniture.
I enjoy driving, and I am strong. The job sounds perfect for me. How can I contact them?
You may call this number.
Task 4. Please sit down. You are Sally Huang, right?
Yes, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Well, can you tell me about your education first?
Sure. I got my BA from Beijing Foreign Studies University, and then I pursued my further study for an MA in UBC in Canada.
What did you study for both of your degrees?
Well, I studied English for my first degree and education management for my graduate degree.
That's quite impressive. And what kinds of jobs have you had?
I worked at New Star Education for 3 years, and then I began to work for Express English. I've been working there for about 2 years.
What do you do there?
I'm a secretary, organizing classes and handling complaints from students.
I see. Why do you choose to leave your current position then? Task 5.
An interview gives you the opportunity to show your qualifications to a prospective employer, so it pays to be well prepared. The following are some helpful ideas. Make sure your interview clothes are neat, tidy, and suitable for the type of firm you are interviewing with. Bring several copies of your resume. Know the exact place and time of the interview, and arrive 5 to 10 minutes earlier. During the job interview, try to relax and stay as calm as possible. Keep eye contact with the interviewers, Listen very carefully to each question you are asked and give thoughtful, to the point, and honest answers. Make sure you understand the employer's next step in the hiring process. Know when and from whom you should expect to hear next. When the interviewer concludes the interview, thank him or her for the time and confirm how you are to follow up. Always send a thank you letter to the interviewer immediately. It is good to keep the letter short, but also to restate your interest in the position and your confidence in your qualifications.